But let me get my introduction here, nigga. This nigga high as fuck.
Oh, you talking?
Yeah, we are talking, nigga.
Contact one live.
But we back in the Kush Cave and shit with the one and only Mac Bong and never
Froggy. Like an auntie.
Got the homie Cootie question mark in the motherfucking house. We got the Badafi, a.k.a. my nigga.
I like good shit.
Nigga
man.
Wood Harris in the house and shit. And we got my nigga Bandana, a.k.a. Adrian motherfucking house. And of course, we got Shamar Moore himself. You know what I'm saying? In the house. And of course, we got this nigga. Nah, fuck that. You got this nigga John Wall, a.k.a.
So,
Robert Townsend,
Slender Man, Body Built Ass,
a.k.a.
a.k.a. Lloyd, good shit.
Lloyd,
my nigga Greg,
to the God self, though.
This nigga up in here with the fucked up thumb and shit, falling over cat toys and shit. But yo, we feeling this shit, man. Niggas is high as fuck on my motherfucking birthday episode. We up in here.
Yeah, happy birthday, nigga. Happy birthday, nigga.
Niggas eat spam sandwiches and shit. We still chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, so, we just had chicken.
That's poverty.
We
what?
Did.
We better than that.
We just had chicken, nigga.
We better than that.
You can't be 29 eating poverty, nigga. We ain't doing that. Hey, spam sandwiches, nigga. With
nigga, I ain't going that far.
I've had a spam sandwich in 13 years, nigga. I'll admit. But nah, niggas 29 and shit. Shout out to Eric Dickerson and shit. Nigga smoking Kush.
I eat sardines.
Nigga, I went to bed early as fuck last night. Like, I went to bed like 9:30. Motherfucking watch goddamn Half and Half on Netflix. Just went to sleep.
Yeah, you getting old, bro.
It's really like that.
Like, I want to snuggle at 10 o'clock. Like, so it's 10 here, it's snuggle time.
No, I know, I like that. That's not a
Don't grab my kneecap.
No socks on her.
Yeah, no, definitely no socks. Nigga, it's too hot.
See?
Nigga, whole feet be sweating and shit, uncomfortable.
She get mad when your toenails a little too long or no?
My shit be cutting the shower sometimes. She shit be.
Damn.
Cut
like toenails, nigga.
I know, my shit. It was one time, though. One was three toenails.
He said 16.
Cause she was slim. I was looking to know the little leg rub and shit. She was like, damn, nigga. She just bleeding out. She elbowed me, like, bill that bill when I was there.
I said, I see smoke, nigga. I was about to go crazy.
The whole chest move. I said, oh.
So you gonna hold out on that nigga, right?
Pray for my queens, please. We going through it.
Hey, I get pedicures monthly. You feel me?
Oh my god,
that's a real.
Ain't that bad? I said one time. I ain't say six times and shit.
So get that one toes.
Let go of a baby blade and shit.
Yeah, man. I forgot. Came in with a pterodactyl, my nigga. Whole shit was fucked up. It's cool. Shit, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Chapter 29, season of the year.
Hey, congratulations, bro.
COVID free, no jail record, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no goddamn unwanted kids out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of it. You know, you know fucking. Oh, definitely know. I know of it. No, trust me. Hell no.
God, another trip around the sun,
baby.
Congratulations, man.
COVID free. You know what I'm saying? Bless all people out there, you know, dealing with the COVID shit right now, you know what I'm saying? And
blesses. Pray for the people.
Yeah, this shit's wild right now, man. They finna fucking shut the cold country down and shit. Everybody finna be out here back in the crib. It's gonna be cold as fuck up here, so I don't mind it.
Oh, God.
I was
right.
Hey, you better not hit
the cases
moment.
Is rising.
It really is.
Great line. Nobody is downtown. Pandemic EP.
And motherfuckers still at the goddamn bar, still chilling. Yeah, man. No, let's listen to fucking some fucking Def Leppard, bro.
Stay safe out here, man. See how we get through this shit, bro.
Man, it's on the fucking proud little sissies and shit out there at the motherfucking DC yesterday get fucked up.
Yeah, they was out there, the MAGA was hitting the streets this week.
Bro, I thought it was Million Man or the Million MAGA March.
Million MAGA March.
We count the votes.
Motherfucker praying for Trump, man. I was like, niggas, it's really out here balling.
All the televangelists and shit was praying, saying, hey, God, we're gonna pray that Trump gets the votes.
Hey, no, did you see that one motherfucker jumped in? You see that one motherfucker get jumped into the Proud Boys, bro?
No, I'm
they're like,
the nigga was, he said, bro, peanut butter jelly sandwiches, Rice Krispies. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
What?
You seen that shit? Yeah, that nigga was like talking about like naming off like breakfast food. Was like, what are you talking about? It's some weird. She's like, bro,
peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
My nipples hard, bro. Like, chill out. I'm like, the fuck is this shit? Niggas is really out here Proud Boys. I'm gonna fuck these niggas up on sight.
You know you gotta get jumped in the Proud Boys?
That's crazy. Now you gotta get tickled in, nigga.
I'm fucking dead.
Wait for that video, niggas gotta get snuggled in. Fuck this shit.
It's like he man.
Snuggled in?
Yeah, it's fucking little rascals.
Stop saying that.
Fucking going on out here,
snuggled in. That shit is crazy.
Snuggles the bear head ass.
Them niggas definitely got long johns. The whole long john fucking pajama set on and shit. And they fucking shit.
The bodysuit long johns?
Mommy got the opening up for me. Thank you.
Hey, you wearing what?
Smelling like cheese sandwiches.
Nah, I'm smelling like sauerkraut. It's fucking just
oof.
Yeah, man. It's bad jump shots.
Trump finally acknowledged his L. I don't know if y'all
stirred up.
No.
He said
he's still doing
it. He's bowing out like the suckiest nigga of all time.
Niggas get a little money. Like, okay.
See, time will tell. He started time will tell.
Trump, this nigga, bro.
That's a bigger L than Cat Williams in 2017.
No, Cat Williams jumped back, niggas.
That's an L, though. That's an L, though. His L was.
You can't compare Cat Williams
down. He got beat up by an 11-year-old.
He got beat up by
He got beat up by an 11-year-old. Ask niggas for a
would you like a Marlboro 100?
I'm pretty sure he was there.
A Marlboro 100? I know you don't smoke cigarettes. Niggas for the Marlboro 100?
No, I said that on purpose, nigga.
He said, let me get one of them cowboy cigarettes.
He said, would you like a cowboy, sir?
Get one of them purchase cigarettes, bro.
Smelling like perm.
That shit's fucked up. I mean, my truck is muffed. The cocaine now is, bro. Nigga just still teething. He ready to get, he can't get out because Melania finna dump this nigga. So it's more funny about this shit. She ready to get out.
Think Melania finna date Skeppo next?
Nah, she finna fuck with Byron Long.
That's so random, man.
Adele, Melania, come on.
She finna get a young nigga, young porn nigga watch. Okay. Some of them niggas are OnlyFans and shit, probably showing their chest. She's like, oh, yes, I like niggas.
We go strong.
Right? He said it in that African accent.
That was not an African accent.
I like niggas.
He said a whole African.
That was not an African accent, nigga. That was so terrible.
Yo. Yes, it was.
I get the hotel where Wanda joined.
No, this is an African accent, nigga. It's totally different, nigga. It's totally. You stop fucking around, nigga.
Hey, shout out.
I'm gonna shut up. I'm
fucking you know
up. And SARS.
Yes. Nigga, Gaddafi was wild in that episode,
right.
Nigga. Yeah, like, yeah nigga. Shout out to nigga smoking
Nigerian
weed.
Nigerian nigga.
That nigga Ray was like. That was the most dumbest episode I was thinking. I was like, Ray, why would you say this about people? He's like, nigga, we all on the block. We all out here.
Like, last week was classic, man. I gotta say, like, the shower versus the fucking bath. That was like,
hey, did you? I didn't send him the tutorial video. Fuck.
The tutorial get you together. We don't get you the tutorial on how to take
a bath. Oh, he missed it.
So you know what I'm saying?
Bro, this nigga said.
We're gonna run this shit back. Y'all is tripping.
I don't get no fuck. I don't get no fuck. You know what I mean?
Timberwolves, bro, I'm telling y'all right now, nigga. Timberwolves trading the number one pick for Ben Simmons, man. We're coming at y'all. Ben Simmons, we gonna have a top five.
Every last one in the
next year, guaranteed.
Our resident Timberwolves fan, Greg Evans, aka Ron.
Hey, why you saying my government, bro? Y'all gonna have to cut that out. This whole joint, bro.
Like,
I got warrants, nigga.
Like,
you ain't got nothing. But I got kids out here, nigga. The same height as me.
Y'all got nothing but a girl from over the floor.
That's how you feel about the
Timberwolves. That's fucked up. Ben Simmons coming here.
So y'all telling me right now, if the Timberwolves trade number one pick and we get Ben Simmons, y'all telling me the Timberwolves not gonna make top five in the Western Conference?
I thought
y'all
in the Western Conference. Last time you said last time you said y'all was getting Devin Booker.
So that is the same type of player.
Hey, that was Ben Simmons, bro. D Book not getting traded.
You are the most delusional Timberwolves fan I've ever
heard. We're
the Timberwolves fan. He's delusional already, my nigga.
We're going to be top five in Western Conference. We're going to win 50 games next year.
Ben Simmons?
Malik Beasley got charges, nigga. He got 800 pounds to win at the crib, nigga. He ain't a good.
He did have like 1,800.
Nigga, Latrell Sprewell with a record, nigga.
We're going to win 50 games next year. We're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Not going to be in the layoffs, nigga. Not going to be in the bubble. I'm getting that last little seed to get in. Maybe not.
Y'all telling me if the Timberwolves call Anthony Towns,
Russell,
and Malik Beasley, y'all telling me if we get Ben Simmons, we're not going to be
able to do Malik Beasley play this year, and he's going to have an ankle bracelet on all the home game.
Y'all are 7th in the West.
He
can't play home game.
You're not better than the Mavericks.
Crazy talk.
You're not better than the Blazers.
Crazy talk.
You're not better than Phoenix.
Bro, even with D'Angelo, are you forgetting that D'Angelo Russell led the team by himself, the fucking Nets?
I don't care who
they are. He led them into a what?
They had a good supporting cast. They had a good supporting cast. It wasn't just D'Lo.
It wasn't, but he was the main player.
Cat is not a top five big man in the NBA.
I'll punch you in your goddamn mouth. I'll punch you in your
He's not better than Joel Embiid. He's not better than the Joker. He's not better than Anthony Davis.
Hey, watch out for the Kabasier, nigga. Get the Kabasier.
I'm not even done yet. He's not better than Bam Adebayo.
I got niggas that will find your house late at night, nigga, and break in your window, bro. Cool. And fuck you up, nigga.
Not top five.
Don't you ever disrespect Cat like that, nigga.
Don't you ever disrespect Cat like that.
They be wigging. Dennis Schroeder to the Lakers.
Cat is power. Cat is the second best center in the league, bro. There's one center better than him, bro.
I'm talking about Timberwolves and making playoffs.
Thank you.
Jokic, bro. That's the only center better NBA's than Cat, bro.
What?
Idiot.
Anthony Davis ain't a better big man than him?
Bro, he's a power forward, bro. We're talking
about centers. Nigga, he's 6'11".
We're talking about centers, bro.
They play the same way.
We're talking about centers. Hell yeah. I got to clarify that once you bring in Anthony Davis. Hell yeah.
No, facts. They both point forwards, bro. They both point forwards.
Not point forwards.
That's exactly my point. Is the Lakers back for the back-to-back chip or no?
No. Not yet. I don't know. We got to see how it pans out.
That's a crazy ass
question. I feel like there'll be a lot of trades going on in the next couple days.
Bruh.
James Harden might be going in the motherfucking Nets, nigga.
And another thing, yo. I think this upcoming draft, I think we might see a record number of draft swaps. Like, I think it might be a record number of trades, bro. Just because of, like, COVID, the whole, like, everything going on. I think we might actually, I think they might break the record from that year where it was, like, 10 draft picks all traded in the first round. Mm-hmm. I think one and two are going to get traded, which will be a first time in history.
Damn, that's a big,
I think,
that's a hot take.
Yeah, bro.
Think about it, Golden State, because they might not keep that pick, bro. I will say they're not going to keep that pick.
They have no reason to keep that pick, bro.
Unless they want to really have Wiseman. That's one of them.
Why not trade that pick to a team? Even I think low-key, I think Boston might be like a big part to like come in. They got so many picks. Why wouldn't Golden State, already solidified in the league, trade for more first round picks? That's like two or three first round picks in this year's draft.
Wiseman will be
for the number two.
Because they need a big man.
He should the floor.
But the thing is, imagine if the Boston Celtics trade for that pick and take James Wiseman. Now imagine that.
What are they trading though?
They have multiple first round picks.
They're going to have to give up a player. They ain't going to give them.
That's what I was saying. They're going to give up somebody.
They're going to have to give up a player.
There's no player that the Golden State needs.
Gordon seemed like a piece they was willing to trade.
Well, yeah, because
going to Indiana.
A lot of people did say Golden State might take Denny Abdija too.
And that boy from USC.
Yeah. No.
Overseas.
Yeah. They say he's like Luka Doncic basically, but the Israeli Luka Doncic.
I don't know if I trust it.
I don't trust that either. Luka Doncic is a generational player, bro.
Yeah, one of a kind.
Generational.
That nigga self don't be knowing what the fuck.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I think that's a power move for the Lakers. That does put them back in the conference finals at minimum. They stay packed.
Against who?
But the thing is, you gotta bro, it's Bron, and Bron don't age like normal people, bro.
Bron got 6-7 years.
It doesn't matter, bro. You got LeBron and AD. That's a guaranteed. Yeah. That's a guaranteed finals, bro.
And now you getting Schroeder, nigga, can score.
Yeah, Schroeder's younger.
And he's younger too.
But and to take pressure off LeBron of carrying the ball all the time, like so much pressure. And they might be able to get Rondo back on a veteran's minimum.
Nah, he's gone for sure. He's gone for sure.
He wants his money.
But
what team is gonna pay Rondo more than a veteran's minimum? That's what the Lakers were just doing.
That's taking a piece away from the Lakers.
If you don't get Chris Paul, my nigga, then who else you gonna? They need a point guard. Like, cause Patrick Beverley's not that nigga starting that point guard.
He's not.
I don't know why people ever even thought that shit would work.
They thought because he was a
defensive player. If I'm not mistaken,
didn't Kawhi Leonard average like the most assists he's ever averaged this year, like with the Clippers?
I think y'all do that last year.
I played 37 games anyways.
I think it might have been his most assists though.
Yeah.
They don't have a ball handler, a sufficient ball handler.
Rondo would be that leader on that team that they need.
Hell yeah.
They need a leader.
And put them in line, too.
Kawhi has never been a leader, bro. Paul George has never been a leader.
That Clippers team is never together.
Sorry, get that PS5. I think you got more excited for a PS5. While AD kisses the goddamn...
How about this? Yeah, all right, so what about free agency? Like, Fred VanVleet is about to be, like, the number one point guard. Where do you think he going to go? Because I don't think he's signing back with the Raptors.
I wish the team
would get that. He's going to go to the market team again.
I was just watching
the interview with him and JJ Redick, and he did say that like he already proved his point. He's a solidified player in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need to like prove himself anymore. He already has a ring. Like, what more do you need to prove? But he does want to play for a contender. What contender has enough money to actually get him?
Because if you want that, you want to get paid.
The Rockets are getting blown up right now.
Cause James Harden for the league. They already saying Rockets.
That's what I'm saying. He can take that slot.
If he want to get paid,
New
Orleans.
If Fred VanVleet wants to get paid, he needs to go to Detroit Pistons.
If he wants to still.
Be in the playoffs.
And he'll get a check.
Because he played basically the same player but a better 3-point shooter than Drew Holiday.
And he'll get a check.
I don't think they're gonna let Lonzo go. Lonzo Ball's still on his rookie contract. They're not gonna let Lonzo Ball go.
No, they ain't got nothing to do with him.
They let go Drew Holiday.
He'll be on the bench.
I don't know if they got the budget for it, but I think the Heat should go after that nigga. If they got the budget for that nigga, I don't know if they
They wanna get Embiid next season, so that's why they let Drogic go.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I'm
going
to get
him
for it. He'll take
it. Fred will be nice. Exactly. He will be
putting
him on the top.
Yeah.
Because him and two. Ooh, my goodness.
And they still got Tyler Hero and Duncan. Like, they straight, bro.
I think VanVleet, because he actually, for a little nigga, for a nigga that's like, what, 5'11", 5'10", that nigga do got defense.
He got clean ball.
He do got defense for a little nigga, bro.
Hey, yo, boy. Oh, God. So we going with who drafting? Timberwolves number one pick.
Number one pick. If we keep the number one pick, now that I found out LaMelo Ball was 6'8", I do want to take LaMelo Ball.
Six hell.
He's six seven.
No, he's 6'8", bro. He's a solid 6'8", bro.
They got the measurements.
Yeah.
Whoa,
bro. But the thing is, I do like Anthony Edwards too, bro. That nigga might be the new D Wade, bro.
But the thing is, Melo don't play no defense either. He's a passer. But to me, if the
Timberwolves are super high on LaMelo, I would rather trade the first overall pick, and I would rather take Ben Simmons or Brian as point. I would rather see D'Angelo Russell at shooting guard than seeing him at point guard.
Crazy to me.
He's not really a passer; he's a scorer.
He led the Brooklyn Nets by himself as a point guard.
But he also had Spencer Dinwiddie, who's like.
So now you're saying he got to support a Kaz? Like, I don't know.
He had Spencer Dinwiddie that's behind him, but everybody else was ass.
Nah, no, that team won all that.
They had LeVert there.
They had LeVert, my nigga.
Bro, LeVert was hurt. He was hurt. Joe Harris, no,
came in the playoffs.
Yo, he came in the playoffs and averaged 21 a game. Yeah, I know, but
that's my nigga.
That was basically.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Christmas,
he's a good
Christmas
point guard.
Whoa, 3 days before Christmas season starts.
The 22nd.
So we back early. Bron taking off them. You think Bron come back, what, February?
He chilling.
Nah, who knows? I think he's going to be there. He's going to be there.
Yo, did y'all see, like, no, when they said that the league start back December 22nd, Bron was like, I'm cherry picking all season.
Oh, God.
Bro, he's like, fuck it. I'm like, bro, Bron about to average 40 a game, bro.
Bro, Chamberlain, nigga. All this dunking.
But, bro, at that point, you literally can just get a rebound and throw it up the court. That nigga is just running. That's like, fuck right? Boom,
Anthony
nigga dunking. His
confidence gonna be like,
that shit
level.
Wow.
That nigga about to be like, fuck it, I'm not playing for real till the playoffs.
He
nigga. Fuck
Kareem,
y'all niggas.
He be like Kareem, nigga. Like Kareem mode, nigga.
Shit, hey, shout out to my cousin, Anthony Davis. He a real one.
Get it. Oh,
that probably is your cousin, bro.
Probably is my cousin.
Like, dead ass. That nigga from Chicago, nigga.
NFL shit, we got niggas in the Kush League. Who winning, who losing this week, man? NFL Kush League.
I might lose the Kings.
Oh, I'm out, bro.
Drew Brees is bullshit.
I'm gonna look at the stats in a little bit, fam. I'm scared to look at them right now.
Shout out Lowen. Lowen must be cooking fools.
Man, yeah.
I won last week. I beat this nigga last week. I'm overall number one nigga in the league.
Man.
Nigga. It was beautiful.
I'll take this L.
That Saints game, broke the Saints game at a blackout. I ain't watched the game last week.
You said the Saints and Bucks.
I ain't watched the game.
Blackout.
I ain't watched the game. So I didn't see it.
Tom blackout.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Didn't see it in zone.
Never mind, bro.
Yeah, Jameis Winston out here eating the
I
W.
I thought it was what?
That shit was the funniest shit ever.
All I need is Dalvin Cook to have a good game, bro. That's it.
It's the GOAT.
Never mind, bro.
This nigga Graham have a chance to beat this nigga Avery.
I do.
And they had Sean Payton doing the fucking heel tuck.
You see my
Instagram live.
That Sean Payton shit pissed me off. All mad as fuck. Brady was not. I'll tell you what happened, man. Brady had a bad week.
Eating
a crab legs.
The Panthers today, though. They won like 46.
Exactly back. I told last week Brady had a bad Brady. Oh boy, he had inflation in his elbow and shit.
So inflation in the. He said inflation in the.
Yeah, because he had delicate sports. Like,
inflation.
Shit fucked up. And his eyebrow was fucked up, so he couldn't even see that much. So it's like, niggas had, you know, a problem.
Why you want to stand my backpack, yo? Like, sponsor what you want, family.
I think he got mental problems. He'll be all right.
Ooh. Okay, don't talk about
myself. He's mixed, man. He'll be all right. Nigga, he got problems. Logic, nigga, he's bogus. A lot of like Bruce Willis.
I keep talking about my son like just we don't have a fucking problem.
You dating hurt for this nigga. You nutted in somebody for this dog.
Like that one cooked at least.
Honestly.
You see,
what do you do? Honestly.
Whoa.
You're gonna this nigga again.
It's a separate story. We'll talk about it.
My nigga Shamar Moore from the Brothers is wilding right now. Nigga, chill out.
On your ass, boy.
Yeah, fuck him.
The person that gave me the dog.
I'm done.
Okay.
Let's put a bond to sports and shit. You know what I mean? Let's get into these albums first before we do that. Hopefully, speedy recovery for Boosie and Benny the Butcher got shot today. As well.
Yeah, in Dallas, man.
Tried to snatch his chain,
bro.
Houston, man. He was in the third ward or something.
Yeah. Walmart. Yeah, Walmart got robbed at Walmart. A bunch of white tees and shit.
Open carry states, bro. It's robbing season. We all know what time it is.
Yeah. I say it was robbing season, bro. It's cold, especially during pandemic. Yeah, shit's fucked up. I'm trying to snatch his chain.
It ain't cold in Texas, nigga.
No, I ain't talking about it's cold for these streets, nigga. Ain't nobody cold outside.
I'm straight say, nigga. It's cold, nigga. These niggas are just savage, nigga. We're not supposed
to die. We need to protect our prodigies, man. For real.
That's a fact, though. Why, like, it's dangerous. Like, it's like Freddie's.
Why is he going to Walmart?
He said it's the most dangerous job in America is being a rapper. It's like,
you travel around the city, go everywhere, and get your ass popped. For no reason.
Niggas is getting popped, bro. Niggas is getting popped.
Like, not even in your own city, like King Von, rest in peace. Like, he got killed in his own. Not even his own, he got killed in Atlanta.
Did y'all see that bullshit T.I. tried to, like, spew out? Like,
T.I. be talking too fucking much. That's my problem.
He said some ignorant shit about Chicago. Like, y'all need to keep that in y'all city, wooty wooty woop. But then, like, as soon as he got backlash, he was like, I wasn't even talking about King Von.
What's the point?
You were, bro. You like the whole post. was literally like King, like that was all about King Von.
Tell you, that nigga read the dictionary 6 times in prison, thought he knows something. That's what happened. Nigga watched Malcolm X twice and thought he knew
indubitably.
That's that word, indubitably. I don't even know how to say this shit.
Nigga,
don't even know how to spell indubitably. We got the Gucci. Ti a weird nigga in general
for like worrying about your daughter's clip, bro. Like you worried about your daughter.
Like, that was a weird shit too.
Nigga was off.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wait till she gets 18 to get. Wait till she get my time and say she want to fuck. I'm like, nigga, why are you doing that to your daughter?
That's weird, bro. That's some weird shit, bro.
Let's get to it, y'all. Snowman and Guwap. Snowman
or
Guwap? Who we going with?
Oh, I got Snowman.
I got Guwap.
I got Wap too.
But Freddie Gibbs got Wap.
Somebody gonna get punched in the face.
I'm tripping. I'm like, I'm surprised that the battle, if it was like seven or eight albums ago, maybe. I'm saying, you had to get kicked out of school for having a snowman t-shirt. Yeah, like,
you're selling cocaine in the community. You watch The Wire, don't you?
Hey, nigga, The Wire was my nigga.
Jabot jeans, nigga, shout out to Jabot's.
We used to have to rack with the snowman tee, the below would be the jeans and shit. Yep. Sean John's.
You go Ray Raps or got that shit. $2. $5 for the snowman.
I forgot all about that. Why did you just bring Fat Farm up, bro? I forgot all about that shit.
Why you say, who said Fat Farm? You said,
this nigga said Fat Farm.
Fat Farm us.
Platinum with fucking Fat Albert on that shit.
Hey, the FUBU fat shit was hard. I never rocked the big ass sweater and shit.
I did rock Southpaw though. I ain't gonna lie.
Bill Cosby, bro. Yeah, Bill Cosby got a gang of money off that
FUBU
shit.
FUBU was cold.
Are you talking shit? I feel like she talking shit.
Talking shit about South Pole. Like, you ain't going to JCPenney.
That's why our nostrils.
You ain't never been to JCPenney.
Nigga, I had shacks, nigga. I don't care, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I had shacks. I had shacks.
I ain't never had no shacks.
I had Starbands, nigga. What shoes you got on? I just moved my foot real fast. These are Jordans, nigga.
I had Starbands, nigga. It's cool, bro.
We were poor, nigga. We were poor, nigga.
I broke out.
Nigga, Brandon T. Jackson and shit, nigga. Lottery ticket, goddamn.
If I move my foot quick enough, that little shit look like Jordans, nigga. I don't care.
Damn.
Or at least K-Swiss.
K-Swiss was not that bad. They were fucking up for you. They fucking everybody
up.
Anyway, I had shacks, but now everybody got Guwap overall. Everybody got Guwap. Hold on, question is, are they gonna be in the same room? I don't know.
Who's gonna play So Icy?
Jeezy had the first song. Who can just play this album and he won?
That's a fact though.
Jingle bells.
That was a last album. I put that shit in my house. My ex was like, "What's this?"
But then Jeezy gonna go to Thug Motivation 101.
That's the one he got. Nobody got that tape though. That's an album.
What are you talking about? That's an album.
All the shit.
The only Jeezy shit I ever had downloaded was Amazing by fucking Kanye West.
Really, nigga?
I never fucked with it. I don't like Jeezy, nigga. Get off my back.
Y'all gotta do
do background checks on niggas.
Bro, stop. 101 is like, bro, that's comparable to a background check.
That's the coldest.
That's like the thugs.
Bro, I'm sorry, I can't. Wow.
Bro, thug motivation.
Did I strike a nerve?
Yes, nigga, it's literally comparable to get rid of.
I said the only shit I had downloaded. Bro, I got music hot takes that niggas don't like, bro. Bro. Say it again, Greg. What is that?
Bro, Thug Motivation 101 is literally comparable to Get Rich or Die Trying from 50 Cent, nigga. It's like, literally, like, it's just...
No, nigga, what the fuck?
I'm right.
Hell no, nigga.
I respect it, bro.
Right, 50 was on top of the world.
Bro, that's a flawless...
Bro,
that was
the first album I ever bought, nigga, was Get Rich or Die Trying, bro. First album ever, nigga, was Get Rich or Die Trying.
I mean, I'm older, nigga, so like...
That's true.
Nigga, I still... I caught
the album. This nigga said I was buying the Raekwon
album. But Thug Motivation 101, bro, we're talking about drug... Bro, we're talking about drug dealer thug nigga mentalities, bro. Like, we're talking about, like, how they... Nigga, that was it. All
right, listen.
That was the pinnacle of, like, them teaching these records off of
Thug Motivation. You can go back to... Right now,
I want to hear you name three of them because I put in the club all
top to
bottom.
Get Rich or Die Trying, I can go.
Bro, I'm not saying it's a better album. I'm literally just saying, like, in the.
I just want to hear three songs. Give me three songs. I'll revisit it. Give me three songs from Jeezy's Thug Motivation album that I need to listen to. Give me three.
Go Crazy.
Three.
Air Force Ones.
Go Crazy wasn't Thug Motivation, was it?
Yeah, bro. Track number 8.
Bottom of the map.
Go Crazy.
Oh my God.
Track 8. Go Crazy. I know what the fuck.
I wasn't going one-on-one.
Bro.
Let me see.
Go Crazy. Track number 8.
I got to research. Instant replay. Instant replay.
Thug Motivation 101.
Bro, I bought this shit in 5th grade.
Y'all wicked right now.
And then and what?
That was classic as fuck. What? Anything Lil Wayne was on though at that point, I was fucking with it, bro.
Shout out all the classics, man.
Man, yeah. Hey yo, first and foremost,
I got why.
Fuck Lil Wayne for supporting Trump.
He's supporting Trump.
And
did he support him?
Bro, yeah. I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan.
Like Sambo, like take. Sambo, nigga.
I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan, bro. Like, I'm not joking, bro. Like
that shit hurt.
Nah, I ain't gonna say all that because I still need.
Fix my hat was my shit.
I still need that feature blessing.
The future blessing.
He said, "I need that Lil Wayne feature shit."
Nah, fuck that shit.
Nah, that nigga a legend.
Let's get to these motherfucking albums, man, while we here, man. You know, we have good
Jeezy. I need some fucking food.
Good Jeezy Goo-Wop talk.
Who you talking?
Nah, I fuck with Fly Seafoods, nigga. That's my shit.
Drop the album?
Yes. Damn, and, that shit dropped, man. That shit was
Who that was?
Basically, it's Fly Nike and Peak Seafood. So niggas like from niggas from Cali and shit. Niggas in the same little bubble was basically Earl and all them niggas and shit. But shit sound like motherfucking down the bottom.
Like old Earl or Earl's last album?
No, like these niggas is like they cool with Earl. Like these niggas cool with Earl.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the feel of it. Like
oh no, I ain't laying on Earl. They got a whole different kind of like fun style type shit. It is cool with Earl type shit like that. So it's like. The shit feel like on some like
not no backpack rap, but
oh, backpack. It's more just like some vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's more like on some like Dilla, some Mad Lib, Dilla.
I think honestly,
backpack is where you hear the most.
I think for the most part, everybody fucks with backpack rap, regardless whether they know they fuck with backpack rap or not. Like you kind of got this niche that people like. Oh, I don't want to like fuck with that because it. That's what people like talk shit about, but it's like, bro, yeah,
backpacking so much shit, bro. It's fucking crazy.
I'm still a backpack rapper.
Yeah, nigga, Ray be on his bro. It's bars.
Bro, nah, I got
still be watching Smack DVDs and shit, don't you?
Me and Ray will go ahead, bro. Yeah, backpack rappers just like bar, like niggas having bars on beats that you wouldn't think that they would have bars.
As soon as I told you,
damn, you're riding a beat that
I told you,
hood niggas can never ride, basically.
I told you he was gonna be a dog, bro.
No, absolutely.
They don't know.
I'm still sorry. I didn't that way. What's the name of
the album? It's called Fly Seafood.
You don't have to send me your list, bro. I
got to check
out some of those albums if I haven't checked them out already.
Let's get to the
or they might just be in my queue, too.
We got that Bari, too. That Bari.
That Bari.
Oh, yeah.
Bari, man.
Bari shit solid.
Fucking
well mixed, well mastered, good production. He got good raps, you know.
I'm here shit. For it.
Man,
I'm here
for it. Look here, bro. Look 18 here, bro.
Songs under 40 minutes is like you did your job there. That's a lot of songs to be on under 40 minutes.
Yeah, right. No, definitely.
I mean, not really. Like you.
That's like 2 minutes a song.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
like
straight up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Like,
Contarity.
Damn, why can't I think of her name right now?
220.
Tierra Whack had a whole.
Nah, her shit was under a minute.
Yeah, every track, like, I mean, so it's not that surprising. And she has some.
No, but that's a minute. That's a totally different concept. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, under a minute is a totally different concept. That means
yeah, but I'm saying, like, even when you get to, like, 2 minutes, that's enough to get, like, you can get a sweet little 16 in 2 minutes and a hook.
My
and
nigga, just not do just anything else.
A lot of people that have dropped music, though, I found that they if it's going to be 18 songs, it's going to be long, an hour long, usually.
But at least it's not Chris Brown doing 44 songs for 3 hours, bro.
I want it to be under 40 minutes, my nigga. That's what I'm looking for.
Chris Brown.
I was having this conversation with the homies earlier. Like,
wait, his albums be like 2 hours.
I just don't understand why niggas.
I could not name a single Chris Brown song.
Like, I mean, at that point, are you just experimenting at that point?
3 years.
You
just like running.
You don't really know what to do, and you just want to put out a bunch of shit just to say you did, or.
No,
I'm going to
take you down.
Why is this about Chris Brown taking you down?
Bro,
But
you
had a hard conversation.
As an artist, you would never do that. Goes. I could never see you dropping an album with 18 songs and being like, I'm just going to make this 2 minutes.
Like, it was fire. If it made sense that it all like was very cohesive. Yeah, but that would be the only case I would do that.
Honestly, I just can't see you doing it.
I don't like putting out long bites, but people ain't trying to listen to that.
Nobody got that.
The attention span.
The attention span for that.
Let's do it in chunks.
A top tier, you know what I mean? MC.
I mean, at that point, I'd rather you just cut it in half, make a two-part joint, all at one time.
It's more digestible. Yeah.
Like, at that point, just cut it in half, drop one, and then, like, let that sit for, like, maybe a month, and then drop the other half, and it's still the same tape. You just have it separated.
Yeah, Bari, he just dropped 2 tapes within a month. He dropped top of October, and he dropped this shit, like, just now.
I don't think he dropped anything last year.
No, he didn't. He
so, like, that was him, like, holding on to shit, being a perfectionist.
He still got people that's going to listen to it at the end of the day anyway.
True.
What I was going to say, comparing his skill, like, I was talking to homies earlier today, like Thug to Gunna is Smino to Bari, like that type of like pick from your flow and then just go flow. With it, you know what I mean?
Right.
I haven't heard the album yet, so like, bro, you it's got solid. Like when it's you solid. When you told me that
it's solid, bro.
When you told me that, I literally was like, all right, I got
the mind is a little bit harder.
The mind is yeah, that
yeah, mind is fire.
Oh yeah, but bro, the mind. I'm glad y'all told me that shit dropped today because I had no idea. I knew he was dropping something soon. I didn't know it dropped today.
No, I did.
And I think it dropped Friday. To me personally, I think he's better than BJ Chicago Kid, but that's just me.
Ooh.
That's just me.
I think he writes better than BJ.
I think
pen is harder than BJ's, but BJ's range is
that's
his
thing.
It's a totally different skill.
But I'm just saying,
BJ on Cushion Corinthians. Think about that and then come back to me.
His vocal range is crazy,
my nigga.
What's your badge, you hear?
You coming through like Max Kellerman with the text right now.
I think he's better than Bari.
He's Bari better than goddamn BJ Chicago Kid. Like, nigga, what?
Come on, now, alright. I think you just getting like longevity of BJ Chicago Kids. Like, bro, like.
But
it's
just
quality, it's talent, talent. Exactly.
I mean, Max Kellerman.
Talk about it.
I like him. I like the mind more than I listen. I would listen to the mind more than I would listen to BJ Chicago Kid. And
that should be
BJ Chicago Kid is like soulful as hell, but I like the way the mind's voice sounds. That's the thing.
The mind for me is like
I literally like the way his voice sounds. He's like cold. Mm-hmm. He hits that part of the song, and even about the art, like even if he's just doing a feature, what he hits on and just his doing the chorus, makes the rest of the song too for what the artist is already
on. Oh, man. Yeah,
let's get to the album, though, too.
I'm telling you, bro.
Bow on the Bari shit. Bari shit medical for me. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but.
I like both of them. I don't dislike it. Get to that Bari album, Bari and Mind. Yeah,
and then the Mind shit.
Don't let it go to your head.
Yeah, don't let it go to your head. One of the hardest covers.
Cause I yeah, that's one of the hardest titles. So I'll be having to type
this shit right here, right?
This is one of the hardest covers I've seen. Like, all
this covers hard. That shit crazy. It look like you can't breathe, bro. This
bro,
shit
it's hard. Life, my nigga. For real. So crazy. Just the start, the peanut gallery, like, nigga. Like, yeah. Just
wow.
Get out your head. You know what I mean? Like, hard. Crazy, yeah. Heavy on that. My favorite right song for that is Facts
Desires. That's medical for me also.
Smoke. Wait, which chill. One did I fuck with? I fucked with the Free Trial joint. That shit was hard. That was like the single.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the title.
Wait, what was that?
This joint.
Miscommunication was hard.
Yep.
9mm, that shit. It was hard, bro.
See, the whole shit,
on
bro. Title? 11 tracks. Yes,
it's
sir.
Bro, it's on every streaming service. It's not just on title.
Yeah. I was asking, nigga, because
like, it's not going to be.
I ain't synced it.
Well, it's on. I forget you're not on
the
group chat.
The Mind, one word.
Hey, slide that my way, bro.
What, the Kavassi?
Yeah.
Shout out to Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, man. Shout out. It was just pass a great body. Conceptual body of work.
Bro. I fucked with it.
Just in case I missed it.
The Mind shit was solid, bro, for sure.
Got you.
Again, that was 30 minutes, 11 songs, dog. Like, quick listen.
Uh-huh. I already pulled one.
Just, I was hitting got solid. A Saba verse on there.
That's solid.
I mean? No Mick, unfortunately, but I was expecting Mick to be.
Yeah, right. Bro, that's solid. That's solid though. Like mm-hmm.
he's trying to separate. 11
tracks, 30 minutes. That's solid.
I felt like he did separate himself in my eyes.
Yeah.
It definitely took the like focus off of just him being a feature artist and him be like his own world.
His last shit was hard too though. The Mind shit was
hard.
Yeah,
that was like, what, 2016?
It was a minute ago.
It was 2 years ago.
More than that.
It was 2 years ago.
2016.
No, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, the Rhymer and Educator? With Diddy Scott?
2016 Summer Camp. That's his last album.
Yeah.
Damn!
Summer Camp, by himself, was 2016.
2016.
Yeah,
Summer
bro.
Camp.
It was a minute ago.
Yeah, that 4 years.
Man, that Mercury joint was hard on that joint. I remember that shit.
That was a job long when that shit came out.
Shout out Chicago, man.
Man, they always got some shit coming up, bro.
For real. I know that Mick Jenkins, John Doe, Saba, all of them niggas like related too.
That's fucking
which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah. But they're related by that there's somebody in their family that's like a old school like jazz player that they're all related to. Like a down south nigga that is like huge on jazz. Like from what I understand,
that's crazy.
Like that's how they're related.
Whoever that nigga is just gave us some of the best music of our fucking generation.
No, nope.
Definitely.
I mean, he really did.
True indeed.
It's weird, bro. Like, yeah.
True indeed. Shout out Mind, man. Shout out Chicago. I know.
But
Big
it's good.
Had to be had some production.
All them same money definitely. Niggas definitely. Like link up together
definitely.
Too.
Hell yeah, man! I'll jog into that Masango as well. Studying abroad.
Oh, I didn't bro. Get to
I
that,
to.
Damn.
Get to that.
Nope.
Damn. Hey, shout out to Adrian. Shout out to Adrian.
He said I'm about to be
sick. Shout out to Adrian putting me on the Masango.
That was hard as fuck, bro.
Me.
Quick little EP.
It's
about six
in the room.
Songs.
What a joy. He said it's a
soft ramp. Okay,
oh, shit.
He got Don Toliver on there going crazy.
It's telling Brunson right now.
Oh, nigga, the goddamn shit couldn't unravel.
It's got the joint unraveling, the fumble of the bag.
This is a terrible moment in Black history.
Oh, God. Shout out, Mystery Lady, though. That's the record off of there for me. Don Toliver, Masango. Can't get no better than that, my nigga. No,
damn, we gotta play that right on the pile.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we gotta let you drop.
We got six songs, man. It was fire. I was like, this is dope.
I thought his name was Mas Ego. For the longest.
Mas Ego. Hey, that's a dope name too though, Mas Ego.
Yeah. I thought that was with my Hispanic ass, I was like Mas Ego. I was like, I'm dead.
That's real shit.
No, that shit was medical. Y'all get to that.
Right,
so help me God, 2 Chainz.
That shit was hard.
Y'all listen to that joint?
I fucked with
it. His beat production is always fucking.
He got a great ear.
Yeah, Brian back up on there again.
It's not as good as his last joint though.
With Bronze.
Nah, not as good as Pink ever.
The Girls Like Trap Music was his best shit.
Pretty Girls Like Trap. That was his best shit.
That was like 2 albums ago. Because he had the basketball joint with Bron.
Oh, that shit was kind of garbage.
Yeah, it was.
That shit was fire. What are you talking about? They play shit all LA Fitness right now.
Yo, y'all remember when Bron tried
Pretty Girls Like Trap Music though was his best shit for sure.
Classic.
No, yeah, definitely.
His new shit. His new shit solid though.
I like the Lambert and the grind. Just how the album started was like thumping.
Yeah.
And he got a fucking Brent Fires feature on it. You can't get be mad at that.
Kanye. Yeah,
even though Kanye owned the song and ruined the whole shit.
Oh shit.
I say Kanye snapped on this shit, bro. Almost threw my phone.
Sick of you and the Jeezy.
Tired of hearing this shit about
getting
this
a free to get on the album because you get a nigga to tank. You see
two. That's all burner. That's all Larry June said. Where he had the burner album? He's still getting all the cookies. Is it nigga.
He signed to?
Who?
Isn't like 2 Chainz on Kanye's label?
Oh, he is with Goody. Yeah, no choice. It's the Eminem curse.
So. I think he is.
That's why Westside Gunn left because Chainz nigga.
So I think it's his own. I think he's his own entity, but this is last. Damien Fish shady. Agent, so
who?
Westside Gunn.
2 Chainz.
He out. He done this.
This is his last Def Jam album. He's a free agent.
Well, I know the fuck. He happy as fuck.
Him
he
and Westside. You know what I mean? Shout out Westside.
He gotta get out of shady. He ain't want Eminem on his next album.
That's a fact. He had a good year.
He's like, no, I'm tired of this nigga, bro. You nothing to come up here trying to get on this shit.
Oh God! Shout out Chainz, bro. This shit was hard. I like
2 Chainz.
Definitely blessed
the
synagogue.
Shake my head, Mobby, man.
Chain, yo.
SMH.
Hey, that shit was hard. That shit was hard, bro.
Shout out Mobby.
He always drops.
It's good to see him doing some shit, man, because that's my boy. I fuck with that shit.
No, he can really rap.
He can rap, bro.
That nigga can really rap.
That nigga nice, man. Shout out
Mobby. That nigga pen is nasty.
Praying for all for Erykah Badu also, too. She said she has corona in one nostril. That's why I heard about.
Huh, wait, what, shit. Nigga? How you get corona in one nostril?
She legit tweeted this shit. It was a wild tweet, nigga. She was like, I have corona in my left nostril.
The other one was chewing coke.
Probably.
You know what? Erykah Badu done fucked up so many niggas' lives in my
trains.
Bro, honestly, you know what?
Have you not seen her?
Erykah Badu might
be. Have you not seen her? It like
she changes niggas'
lives. Have you
seen
her? Erykah Badu said will never be tolerant.
Erykah Badu is basically like literally Mother Nature in a human form. I think once she dies,
it'll
like,
never be tolerated. I'll square up behind that comment.
Like, yeah.
I'll square up behind that comment.
Come on, nigga.
I actually believe that.
You go to a nigga, the queen right here. Goddamn. I'll fight you. I don't give a fuck. I fight you like a nigga would. Like, what the fuck, nigga? What kind of shit is this? Like, I turn over here.
You know
what
she do? That's her business. That's her motherfucking business.
There's nothing wrong with her snoring coke.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, snoring coke. Nothing wrong with her doing that shit.
What?
Did you not see her with what's his name? That fucking white dude?
Feel like a restless fucking performer right now. He's snoring coke.
Snoring coke. You smell them cooking them cold where you're still cold. Fuck you up right now. Like, what the fuck is this? Calm down.
Hold up. I'm gonna show you.
But no, yeah. Well, I heard she legit said this shit. She's fucking saying like she fucking she had corona in one nose. I'm like, what the fuck?
No,
we believe you. We don't believe you.
I thought Ben Roethlisberger was
I'm sure.
This nigga is
balling. I'm gonna show you.
Cook your shit.
Bro, the Steelers are 9-0.
They're the only undefeated team left in the
league. Pray for the Queen,
bro,
man.
This is their best record ever. Like 9-0, my nigga.
Oh, God.
They won again.
We also got some shit from who else we got? FemDot. Y'all get to that FemDot and Saba joint. That shit was hard.
That shit was hard.
Lifetime.
I didn't even get to
hard.
It.
I did get to that. Production was hard. I feel like Saba produced that shit.
I didn't even see the credits. I looked though.
But man.
Yeah, when I was disappointed in the weekend. Nah, he snapped, bro.
Who fumbled the bag this weekend, man?
It was random ass album that came out, but it was alright. The Pluto and Baby Pluto. Future and Uzi.
That shit was garbage or not?
Garbage as fuck.
I didn't even get to it.
I want all my motherfucking time back after listening to that shit. Garbage as fuck. Future, you fumbled the motherfucking bag on this album.
Shout out to my toxic niggas, bro. I don't know no toxic kings. I only know real niggas, like real solid.
Niggas.
Solidified non cheat
kings. It's a journey, not a path, kings. Follow it.
Man, this is like, it's like going at SmackDown right now. That's so many promos going on. I'm like, I'm gonna fuck you up, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
What? I'm like, woo.
got the special guest from the sideline came through.
Yes,
this is a classic pie right now.
This is a classic pie right here. It's not supposed to be.
No, but man, God, it's my nigga birthday, yo.
No, we got to, man.
Erykah Badu do coke.
We know she does coke. We gotta put on blast like that. Like,
I think he just told me he wants to square.
I love cocaine.
That's what he was saying.
Sack on butt naked.
No, you say you want to square up with me. I'm like, all right, nigga.
I thought you looked at me before you said it. That was you saying, like, we gonna square the fuck up.
Spiritually, we gonna box. Mentally, we gonna fuck you up.
We gonna have sage at each other. Spiritually, we gonna
look. My spirit ready, shit.
My spirit ready.
Cause these motherfuckers now.
Holistic, it's holistic vibes.
I don't believe in violence.
I gotta.
I'm gonna say I'm shooting nigga.
Holistic beats. You gotta go
hands.
Facts, nigga.
No, you already know you got quick reflexes, nigga. You gonna be fighting right now. Like, I'm scared. Niggas do. I'm like, woo.
I'm a nice person. I don't know. I'm a peaceful person.
It's cool. We're gonna.
Nigga, you just told me you'll beat my ass earlier.
I never said it to you.
Bro, do you remember when she was like, nigga, I got hands? Like,
Me saying I have hands is not me saying I'm gonna beat your ass. If I said I'm gonna beat your ass, it's a completely different space that I'm in from me saying I got hands. That's like the pre-warning.
That to me.
That's like the pre-warning.
That's like the pre-stop sign. Sign.
Oh, okay. That's the yellow light.
Half a mile coming up. There you go. You're right. Bye.
Okay. All right, cool. I got the pre-warning. That's why I think I'm gonna beat your ass. There ain't no red light, nigga. Nigga, maybe. Whoop your ass.
He said maybe.
Like, goddamn.
I definitely didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth. I know what I said.
Now Deontay,
I'm a very peaceful person, I promise you.
Yeah. I love you, girl. I'm peaceful too.
Alright, my nigga Shamar Moore had a crazy take earlier saying about Chief Keef. Would you say it again, nigga?
Oh, he rap better when you off the drugs. Oh, of course. So does Chance the Rapper.
Right.
I wish Chance the Rapper would go back on drugs.
That's not a crazy take, like, I feel like.
Please.
I said we got a divorce.
Give me one more acid rap and I'm cool, bro.
Smoke a pack of Newport to you, nigga.
Chief Keef now rapping, he sound like he like a friendly guy.
He smoking weed, he ain't probably that's doing weed no more.
That's not cool.
He sound like
he's on the list. If I wanted to listen to a friendly guy,
Shamar Moore facts.
Shamar Moore facts. Hey. Fucking Soul Train host and shit, man. How to feel to meet Don Cornelius, nigga. Stick with brothers and shit, nigga. You a black all star, my nigga, for real. Appreciate you, nigga.
Ain't nobody got no cups.
So nigga still some Kvassier in his whole episode. Turn to drink.
Get some more Kvassier, nigga. To be honest.
My nigga over here drinking air and shit.
I'm drunk as hell.
I don't need nothing else to drink.
That's cool.
Your mama been drinking all day.
I was just
speaking. We don't know where we have a special guest. Give a fuck.
Pass
we have
Kvassier.
Gonzalez from the Blacklist Squad podcast and the motherfucking house off. So just a little, you know,
Antonio Gonzalez, little cousin.
Shut the fuck up.
Antonio Gonzalez.
That's my name.
Violating niggas all episode.
Hold on.
Defense, hold on.
Over there,
violating niggas the whole episode.
Antonio
Gonzalez. Shot Blacklist podcast.
Antonio Gonzalez, little cousin.
Who was Antonio Gonzalez?
You don't know Antonio Gonzalez?
Tony Gonzalez?
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez.
Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez.
You even know my nationality to like
figure it right.
Where does the Gonzalez come from?
Cuba.
Cuba.
That's
Cuba.
Is that Cuba?
Let's go with the tight end, nigga. I know.
You said
I'm just going with the
you
tight end.
Cuba.
Cuba.
He called his tight end ever.
That's my third cousin.
That nigga said Tony Nigerian Gonzalez.
I know he black.
I know he black. Before he put the Derrick James.
Hey, come on. Hey.
Derrick James.
That's a Kvassier. If I say that again, I'm going to be hot.
This ain't Drink Champ, Lori coming. Kristaps.
I was
cutting niggas off. Hey, nigga, fuck that. So, you had met Biggie and Tupac. Hey, give a shout out to him. Make some noise.
I watched the video.
I feel like Gates was a better route runner.
Of course.
Well, whoo, shit, that was funny as fuck.
Yeah. This nigga right here just said, goddamn, Goddamn, Nori, calm your ass down. We got there, Miss Snow and shit, man. It's cold as fuck outside. It's windy as shit. But of course, like I said, we had Miss Maria in the house. You had your bomb. Your brunch today also. Blessing. How did that go? That shit seemed lit. Of course, I had to make it your brunch. And, well,
we so then it wasn't lit.
Man, thank you for that.
I heard it was lit. I seen everything. I looked over there. I was over here proud to see, you know what I'm saying? Hey, don't give me the goddamn the Westbrook face. And she hitting the goddamn Martin. She hit the Marlin. She's like, she's... Like, no, it's no. We understand. We were still here mentally. I had the wings. They were fried. They were fire as fuck. And the goddamn sliders this and shit.
Man. Yeah, I had a wait too.
Hey, actually, honestly, it was a great ass brunch.
That brunch was awesome.
That shit was fire.
Thank you guys for coming. It's like one of many, so.
No, yeah. One of many.
I think that might have been my first event that I've been to of yours.
Yes. Yeah. I've only thrown two events, though. So my first event was at First Ave last year. And I collabed with like a bunch of artists, and that was like a full blown.
I don't think I was there.
And then this was the second one. Like I was supposed to throw all of these like this summer. Like that was the big, big goal for me. Mm-hmm. So all of this kind of set back.
Yeah, I mean, I remember talking to you about like a lot of shit that you like had planned. Yes.
Yes. I like shirts.
I think that Instagram.
Our shirts are fire. Hey, you got big nigga size. Real question.
Yeah, Adrian is the one who did the logo.
I need some of them hoodies.
Technically, I support him too.
That's my
best. I talked to you about like some games that you've had like in the process of like seeing you actually like go out and do it.
Yeah.
And like even though this is only your second one, you had more planned. Just COVID kind of fucked it up.
Yeah.
But like, please don't lose sight of what you're doing and keep going.
Oh, I never will. That's why I'm so nice and so humble. I'd be shitting on niggas right now. But I'm like super humble because I genuinely love what I do. Like this genuinely like makes me happy. Like I really enjoy it. And I know like my purpose is bigger. And the goal is to reach that and continue to stay humble.
Yeah. Cause I got a couple homegirls that like did one or two events and they like fell off.
It's hard. It's not for the week. I can't tell you how much money I've lost. Like I have a 3-year-old. I barely see her. Like I'm grind. Like I work a full time job. I go to school, and I have her, and I have this nigga.
Yeah. So I didn't know.
Like this shit is not for the week. It's hard. Like if people like make the decision to quit, I don't blame them. This shit is hard as fuck.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time
shit
I slept.
Shit, bad shooting the first. Salute like, to our queen.
It's hard as fuck. It's not easy, but like it's worth it.
Yeah.
And I feel good about it. And it makes other people feel good. And I know that like my purpose is bigger. And I know it's not about me no more.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to see. It was like, it was good to see people like genuinely interacting with each other and like people of color like being on stage and then like controlling the space. Besides that nigga Rob, fuck that weird ass name.
Bro, oh, he owns it, the skinny dude.
Yeah,
wait, he owns the DJ company.
He owns it.
Wait, what?
Tyler Kim's in the building. He owns the place.
Never mind.
I didn't know that. I think his dad was there. Like,
yo,
we were there like when we got.
Honestly, he invested in it. Yeah, he works.
That would make sense why that nigga was.
Never mind it. Everything bad we were talking shit about that nigga. Yo, never mind it.
Never mind. Hey, shout out to Rob. Hey,
shout out to that nigga, bro.
Hey, shout out to Rob. You gave me a $5 shower and it was $7.
The table saw more alcohol than us, but.
Bruh.
Good job, Rob. You did great.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers wild right now. Putting me in the
bag. Shout out Tele Productions.
Yeah, shout out to all queen entrepreneurs out there too, man. They are throwing off right now. They are killing niggas out here.
But don't just say you support us and value us. Invest.
Hey, we got big.
Hey, I was there, and you didn't have an XL.
Right.
That I wanted. Had an XL though.
You got big. Yes, you got big nigga size.
I got up to 2X. That's it.
You know what? I'm buying somebody else.
I need some large.
I do not have
no extra shit.
Okay, t-shirts is just because it comes with the package. Either buy one or don't.
Oh God, we got rolling trays on the way.
I do need that.
I got rolling trays.
And I need that connect.
I need some cards.
Rolling trays.
Edibles. We're gonna talk one of them.
He said I need some Black Bliss carts.
It's cool. I got edibles.
Figure out how to get some Black Bliss papers. We'll talk.
Ooh, that shit fire.
Hey Ray, I got some edibles at the crib.
On Shabazz.
Trying to get you.
He said,
I got the elephant in the crib shit, nigga.
Nigga don't use white gloves, but he got some elephants.
Hell nah, you right.
Now Barker last season, the motherfucker.
Look at that nigga throw, bro. Look like Jimmy Neutron.
Anything else at this point?
We down to the last resident. I swear to God, this nigga violating.
Sink each other.
One nigga said he got a digital throw on one nigga.
What y'all niggas coming up?
That's one nigga, man.
I
But for how it happened to your one, I ain't gonna tell my nigga. Ain't put you on blast. I'm going nationwide.
Hey, I don't even know where. I don't even know what niggas doing right now.
Hey, you.
This episode was sponsored by the Babassi Gang.
I swear to God, the Babassi Gang. Happy born day to my
Q.
Happy born day to my God.
Right, nigga, this is like the most old man injury I've ever gotten, bro.
This nigga,
I fell over a cat toy trying to catch my balance.
Wait. What happened?
Wait. This man, grown ass man,
Ronzel,
fell over a cat.
I fell over
and sprained his thumb. This nigga is.
I tried to catch my balance, man, and
brittle bone ass, old white ass.
You didn't have your alarm bracelet.
You said I
was
falling and I can't get up.
You didn't have your alarm bracelet.
Mr. Glass and shit.
He said, "Mr. Glass ass nigga."
He got that roll like that. Damn, Mr. Glass.
Y'all really got me fucked, man. Fuck y'all niggas, bro.
He said,
"Mr.
Glass."
Nigga look like Harriet Tubman.
Can we end the podcast now, bro? It's done. Turn it off.
Hey, blessings. Happy born day to
the guy. When you get another $20 bill, my nigga.
Blessings.
I'm still waiting on that $20
bill. Shout out to the new guest.
Shout out to this nigga Nori over here. Nah, man. Drunk as hell, this overpowered nigga.
Shout out, man. 29, come on.
Yeah, 29.
Yeah, man. I'm failing these niggas. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm proud of that shit.
We got to do a podcast.
That's an accomplishment,
nigga. Great year in the podcast,
man. We gotta get that weekend together.
I'm gonna definitely do a Black Bliss Kush Thoughts pod soon, y'all.
Yes.
I'm gonna bring some edibles.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna make them.
Oh, hey, never mind. I'll take it offline. Never mind. We good. We'll continue.
That's on the low.
Yeah.
But on that note, we are Audi 5000. Everybody smoke some. We got the motherfucking Kush Cake with the one and only Mac Boney, never phony. Got the QC question mark in the house.
Yeah, go stream.
But,
and rent freeze. Go man. Watch the video. See
Wim is out.
Yes.
QC question mark. Destiny Robbins.
God.
The whole gang in there on the set.
Yes, I'm C-walking in the background and shit. And got my nigga Badafi Tails in the house, a.k.a.
Indeed, my man. Nigga. We're still hard doing
that. We got my nigga Bandana, a.k.a. Adrian in the house. And we got Shamar Moore, a.k.a. Nori. Make some noise in the motherfucking house. And of course, we got my nigga, Ronzel, a.k.a. Mr. Glass, Samuel Jackson. And we already 5,000. We got Tom the Chemist.
Tom the Chemist out here, you feel me? Flooding like he do.
We are out, y'all. Peace. We get the Popeye shoes on and shit.
Sleeveless.
Always showing the socks. Facts.